We are surrounded by a society that thinks they have all the answers, that believe they are correct in their own mindset, that what they believe is the right way. We see this everywhere. We witness this constantly. Everybody has their own opinion, which, you know, they are entitled to that. But that doesn't mean that every opinion that one has is correct. Many try to find fault in the other when a situation occurs. For example, a traffic accident. Nobody is at fault, right? And trying to put blame on the other person because it was the other person's fault for stopping too fast or for driving too slow or using their phone or whatever. But then we also have witnesses who saw everything so vividly as if they were sitting in the passenger seat, only to find out they were about a block away, but they saw everything so clearly as to what happened. Or how about being pulled over for a traffic violation and then finding every possible way to justify oneself or to prove one's innocence? At that moment, everybody's an attorney and everybody knows the law in and out. Is that referring to anybody here? Have you been in that situation? I've been in that situation once and I did know the law very, very well at that moment, but you know. Not trying to find blame or put blame on anybody here. We all go through that. But we're also surrounded by so many people that have their own set of beliefs. They're being convinced or convicted, for the most part, what they believe in, thinking that that is the truth. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of different kinds of truths and beliefs in this world at this time. There used to be only one. And newsflash, there is only one truth. Now, we associate with many who believe in their own religious ideas, who do not believe what we do, who do things so completely different than what we do. So we ask ourselves, how is that biblical? Where is that in the Bible? Now, we do think that what they do is strange, but they also think the same of us. Now, the theme of Passover and the Spring Holy Days is among us right now, and we start to notice that in editorials and things that we hear and the messages, like mine, for example, today. Have we already been thinking and planning for it? Today's March 1st. We have about a month and a half left before Passover. Before we know it, it's April 1st. And then before we know it, it's April 10th. I believe that's the day. But anyway, we start to already think about it, don't we? Have we considered the unleavened bread season when it comes to our shopping list, for example? Starting to adjust it. We don't want to get things that we're going to have to throw away later, especially those of us who shop at Costco where everything's in bulk. But you notice that our shopping list is getting a little smaller and smaller, and all we end up is with fruits and vegetables. But we already start to think about that. It is on our minds, as it should be, as it always is, every year. How about deciding when we want to start cleaning? The day before? No. That's always a tough one, but you know, that's something that we have to get used to, and we already start to think in those terms. Now, others don't understand what we are doing. However, they also plan for something that they're going to celebrate, something at the same time that we celebrate what we celebrate. But what they are doing is unbiblical, and it is pagan, thereby replacing what God commands to keep with what they want to keep. They think that what we do is strange, but what we think they do is actually false. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6. This will be the title of my message. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. So my title is Don't Add or Take Away. Now I notice in the last part of that, in verse 6, and you be found a liar. So those people who are celebrating, well, the world for the most part, that's celebrating what's coming up, the Easter holiday, those who know better, they know it's a lie. I mean, it's pagan. It's clear. I mean, those who know that it's pagan, but they do it anyway, they are found to be liars because they're not to keep that. My Bible is over 1,000 pages long. And yet, that is evidently not enough for many religions in this world as they add to the Bible with their own prophetic ideas, with their own understanding, and at the same time, they take away from the Bible what they consider irrelevant, what doesn't apply anymore, since Christ returned to do away with the law, right? Well, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. That's pretty clear. Well, let's look at chapter 12 and verse 32 of Deuteronomy. Chapter 12 and verse 32. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it nor take away from it. That's also very clear. Oh, but that's in the Old Testament. You know, that doesn't apply anymore. That's what they say. Well, what did Christ say in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17? Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 through 19, we read, Do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Now, if he didn't come to destroy, but to fulfill, that doesn't mean he did away with the law. That'd be a contradiction. Verse 18, For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Well, last I checked, heaven and earth are still here. Verse 19, Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so, not only breaking them, but also teaching that to others, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Better yet, they're not going to be in the kingdom, but they're going to be among, looked upon as the least. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So those who do keep God's law and those who teach those to others will be called great. Now the Bible concludes with a warning for everyone. At the very end, in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18 and 19. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18 and 19. The heading is even called a warning. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now, what do all the other religions that don't keep the law of God think when they come across this scripture? It is mind-boggling, as it is so clear what this says. Now, we know that God has not opened their minds. And even though we have been called out of this world to know the truth, it doesn't mean that we will automatically be saved. We have a continuous battle in front of us. We continue in the pursuit of perfection. We're not perfect yet, but we do have the knowledge as given to us. We do know what the truth is. And because it is a constant challenge, we are going to be faced with tests and trials, which we already have been, and we will continue to be faced with them. We will be asked to compromise our faith and our beliefs, especially now as we approach Passover coming up. We can expect these types of challenges to arise. So really, it shouldn't even be a surprise that we go through the things that we do. We go through these type of things every year. It may not be the same thing, but God is with us, as I have said, and He knows what is best. He expects us to put our faith in Him without doubt. It's easily said. Hard to do, not impossible. You know, we pray for one another. That is a key, because we all go through the same thing. We all go through these types of trials. So we are there to comfort one another. Now, if there is anything that you should take away from this message, it is simply this. Nothing. Because everything I said is important. So let us not take away from what God has instructed us to do, but rather let us apply what is written in these pages, thereby making sure that we will be counted worthy to not only take the Passover, which is quickly approaching us, but also to make sure what is said in 2 Thessalonians 1:5 to be counted worthy of the kingdom of God.